Moving on the 3-point stance, we're going to move into a section we've got just a special this week for the championship week for you. It's called Playing to Win or Phoning It In. We're going to talk about some teams here. First up, that are likely to sit their starters. They've, you know, secured their playoff spot, mm-hmm. or, you know, can't significantly improve their playoff spot. So they're likely to sit some of their starters, and accordingly, you need to sit some of those starters as well. So, first up is the Philadelphia Eagles. They're locked into the number 3 seed in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So get those guys out of your lineup. Is there any exceptions you see, Brad? Or
McCoy might have some production, mm-hmm. but I don't know if I'd feel comfortable enough to start him. I think most of their starters, they're gonna maybe play a half if you're lucky, and mm-hmm. then you're gonna see, you know, the scrubs.
Yeah, I think Vic's probably out the whole game, and I think most of the other starters are out for most of it, at least. They yeah. may start just to keep any type of streak they may have going.
Yeah, but that's
I think, you know, they'll play a series or two and take the bench.
Yeah.
With New England, that's our next team up, New England Patriots. They have clinched the division. They've clinched home field advantage. Really don't have much to play for this week. Again, I think the starters will start to keep any streaks going, but other than that...
can we throw Brian Hoyer in to pickups then? No? You're not going that far?
No, we are not going that far.
For all my MSU fans, I had to throw that in there.
Although the Patriots do have a history of taking backup nobody quarterbacks and making them productive.
He did well in preseason games that they had him. It's hard to argue, but okay, anyway.
And you had that whole season with Castle where, you know, he played really well and then they shipped him off.
That's true.
I don't know. Hoyer could have a good game.
I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know if there's too many players. I think like Woodhead might play, you know.
I'd probably start Ben Jarvis. I think he needs like 70 some yards to get 1,000. So I think they'll try to get him that. But
yeah, I mean, maybe if you have someone like Edelman, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't even know if you'd want to take a chance on one of the tight ends because they're kind of week to week anyway. You don't know who's going to have the big week. So I'd probably...
Algie Crumpler had a touchdown for him last week.
Freaking, I mean, Algie Crumpler. So yeah, I think you'd want to stay away from, you know, your Wes Welkers, your Branches, your Tom Brady's, which I have Tom Brady in the league. And I am, you know, I'm fighting for a spot here. So it does hurt a little bit. But yeah, I think you got to be on the safe side. You got to sit those guys. Maybe Ben Jarvis Greenell being the only one you really roll with. Unless you have, like I said, you want to take a flyer with Edelman, you can try.
Or Woodhead. I think Woodhead was probably a good flyer, too.
I mean, because, he's kind of a backup. He's not really a starter, you know. So, yeah, those two would be the only ones. But you got to understand, either of those is going to be a flyer. Yeah.
Very high risk. Our next team up is Kansas City. They've clinched their division. Again, don't really have a whole lot to play for. Mm-hmm. Do you think those guys are going to start or sit them out?
It's hard to say. Todd Haley, the coach, said, at least as far as Matt Castle goes, that he's playing on him playing at least part of the game. Mm-hmm. I don't know, though. At this point, it would just be for pride, you know? Yeah. And if they go out there and get injured, you know, he's going to get ran, you know, well, not ran out of town, but the talk radio is going to rip him apart for sure.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's really no reward in it. It's only risk. So I think they might play a half, but that might even be pushing him. But other than that, I think
if you've got Thomas Jones, you roll with him this week because I think he's going to get a lot of the carries for Kansas City. I don't think they're going to push Charles too much this week.
But then again, if you think about it, Jones is the starter and Charles is the backup.
Technically.
I'm just saying.
You see who gets the production there, though, and it's Jamal Charles.
So I don't know. Like, I wouldn't probably start Bo or anything like that.
Moving on, we're going to move to the New York Jets, who have clinched a playoff spot and really can't significantly improve their position at all. I think they've got the number 5 seed, I think, and really can't improve that at all. So New York Jets, you starting anybody from that team?
I think Green's going to play. I mean, maybe maybe the running backs. As far as the wide receivers go, they're going to have a backup throwing it to them. So, I don't know. I don't think so. I think maybe one of the two running backs I might roll with.
If you hear one of them is going to start more than the or play more than the other, maybe. But
like I said, realizing that it's a flyer, you know, if I had no other options, then maybe them. But that's kind of really the only ones I'd feel comfortable starting. Not even the defense. I think that they'll probably set their defensive studs too. You know, you got to gear up for the playoffs. So, I wouldn't really trust anyone except for, like I said, maybe the two running backs.
Yeah. Moving on, kind of an interesting team for this week anyway, the Chicago Bears. They've clinched their division and a first-round bye, but they can still clinch home field advantage if they win. And they do go up against the Packers, who they can knock out of playoff contention if they beat them. So I think the Chicago starters are probably going to play somewhere.
Yeah, and we kind of talked about this when they first clinched. They knew they were going to be in the playoffs. We kind of thought Matt Forte wasn't going to, you know, get many carries, and he came out, had close to 20 carries, over 100 yards. So, I think that, and you know, up in this division, you know, where you have the Bears, you know, the Packers, the Lions, we don't like each other, okay? these are old rivalries, you know what I'm saying? And so you can take Green Bay and push them out just because you're probably going to do it, you know, and that you can improve your position.
Yeah.
I would say that your Chicago Bears stars are probably pretty safe to start.
Okay. I agree. I think the Bears are probably going to play at least most of the game, if not all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to some teams that can improve their position. They've clinched a playoff spot, but they can improve. We've got the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers, who both have a playoff spot, but they can clinch a first-round bye and the division with a win.
Mm-hmm.
So I think both of those teams are probably going to be starting most of their starters anyway. If they've got somebody significantly injured, maybe a Todd Heap or something like that, they may give him some rest, but for the most part.
I think for the most part, you know, all those starters there are going to be going full speed and, you know, trying to get improve their playoff position. You know, they can't phone it in yet, you know. And
not
I think
quite
that
yet.
They realize that. So, yeah, I think if you got any players on those teams, you're going to roll with them just like you regularly would.
Mm-hmm. And then the other two in this category are Atlanta and New Orleans. They both clinched the playoff spot and, you know, they can still clinch. Well, Atlanta can still clinch the division, a first round bye, and home field advantage. New Orleans can still clinch the division and home field.
Right.
So I think a lot of the players on those teams, you know, Chris Ivory, I don't think is probably going to start.
Right.
But I mean,
here's what I would say. The only risk that you have with these teams are if they're up by a large amount at halftime or the third quarter or something, then you might see the backups come in for like the fourth quarter. But
if they're in a game that's a blowout.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the only thing you're going to see. Mm-hmm. You know, other than that, I think they're going to play hard until they realize they have the game in the bag, and then maybe you'll see them go out, you know, which you wouldn't see in a regular season game.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So that sort of wraps up our phoning it in section. You know, those are teams that may not be playing their starters the whole game.
Right.
We're going to move on to playing to win. These are teams that need a win or more this week and are going to be playing as hard as they can this week. Starting out, you got Green Bay. They need to win to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So Green Bay Packers, get them all in your lineup.
Yeah.
Is there anybody you'd consider sitting on a Green Bay?
Starks. I'd probably play Kuhn, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm giving
Jackson,
Kuhn some consideration for
Rogers,
sure.
Rodgers, you're going to play.
Mm-hmm.
Jennings, you're going to play. Probably could put Driver at a flex.
Mm-hmm.
Even though some
the defense,
other,
obviously.
Yeah,
is,
some of the wide receivers there look pretty good lately. Heck of a lot better than Driver.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I could see whoever you got, just
start
put them in.
Yeah.
Jeez. Come on, guys.
after that, we move on to the New York Giants. They need a win and some help. They need some other teams to lose or tie. So, Giants, I think you roll out everyone you got there, too.
Yep.
Tampa Bay Bucks is our next team up there. They need a win and a lot of help.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long shot for them to make it, but they'll be playing their hearts out. Again, no Aurelius Ben, but I think everyone else
will start.
St. Louis and Seattle play each other. Whoever wins the division and gets their playoff spot. So anybody on those two teams that you've been starting, I think you roll with.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Colts and the Jags. Colts need a win, and the Jaguars need a win, and the Colts either lose or just lose, I think. So if you've got Colts, if you've got Jags, I think you start both of those.
I don't know. You want to be careful who you're starting for the Jags because they're kind of depleted right now. They're not going to have their starting quarterback.
That's
they're
true,
not going to have their starting running back. So go sparingly. Don't go crazy with the Jags. That's my advice.
the only thing is the Jags will be playing, you know, for their playoff life. So whoever is starting for them will be playing as hard as they can for the whole game.
Yeah,
so you've got that going for you anyway.
But what are you going to do?
We're going to move on now to the three-point stance, to our pickup section. This is where we're going to talk about some players that may be able to fill in some of the needs you have if, you know, you've got some players that are likely going to sit this week, if you've got some injured people. We're going to start out with quarterbacks because there were so many quarterback injuries and, you know, quarterbacks that are likely to sit out this week. I've got a ton of them here lined up. First up, we're going to start with Kevin Cobb. Sarah, do you have some stats for us there on Kevin Cobb?
I sure do. His best game was week 6 for 326 yards with 3 touchdowns and 1 interception. That was 23 fantasy points. Overall this season, he had 1,035 yards, 6 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 11 rushes with 56 yards for 56 total points. And a fun fact on him, he played 5 games this year with 6 touchdowns.
Nice. So not bad for a backup. If you've got Michael Vick, Sarah, are you starting Kevin Cobb this week, you know, with the chance of him playing more, given what you've seen so far this season? Or
I probably wouldn't. I think I would go to the waiver wire. I would try to find somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to concur with her. I like that answer.
Yeah, I don't think Cobb is a very strong play this week. He's got some decent stats for the amount of time he's played.
Yeah.
But I don't trust him this week coming in.
You see his stats. Mm-hmm. And that's having DeSean Jackson in,
yeah.
having Jeremy Maclin in, having McCoy in the backfield, who aren't going to be there the way I see it.
Yeah.
It's just recipe for disaster, if you ask me.
I agree. Moving on with our quarterbacks, we're also going to look at, for our pickups, Trent Edwards, who will be starting in place of David Garrard. Sarah, do you have some stats on him for us?
Yeah, his best game was week one with 139 yards, one touchdown, two rushes for 12 yards, and that was a total of 10 points. And overall for the season, he had 381 yards, one touchdown, four interceptions, 10 rushes for 40 yards, overall 13 points.
Woo, stop the press!
Yeah.
Youch.
So I'm guessing, Sarah, you're not going to rely on Trent Edwards this week.
Absolutely not.
Unless you have to.
Again, this is
scraping the bottom of the barrel here for pickups. This is the last week if you
desperately... No, this is the dirty, sticky stuff at the bottom of the barrel that you just can't wash out.
if you desperately need a quarterback to start...
Just a warm body in the slot. That's what you go with.
All right, we're going to move on here to another couple quarterbacks that you may be looking at if you're really hurting, if you just don't have a quarterback anymore. Charlie Whitehurst is going to get the start most likely for Matt Hasselbeck this week. And also quarterback Mark Brunell should be starting, or not starting, but at least playing some for Mark Sanchez with the Jets. So I think out of those two, Brad, do you think Brunell or Whitehurst has some value there?
Whitehurst, just because I think he's going to play the whole game.
Yeah.
That's about it.
What about you, Sarah? You see either of those two guys having some value for you?
I'm going to agree with Whitehurst. Crap. I don't even know who these guys are. I
mean, again, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel here.
My sentiments exactly. Who are these guys?
Yeah. our last quarterback we're going to consider picking up this week is Stephen McGee for the Dallas Cowboys. He's probably going to be playing for John Kitna.
Guns McGee,
sorry. do you see any value for Mr. McGee in Dallas?
He might have a decent game. I mean, I obviously don't know anything about him. He's got the weapons there.
Yeah.
I think they're going to play the starters. So, you know, you'll be taking a flyer, but if you're, you know, actually listening with some intent of starting any of these players, it's the same for all of them. You're taking a flyer on all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that he'll play the whole game, it looks like, and that he's got the weapons there, he could be one of the better pickups. I would definitely take him over, say, a Trent Edwards or something like that, who has sucked outright with no questions asked, you know.
With the quarterbacks here, these are deep, deep flyers. You don't want to roll with any of these guys unless you absolutely have to.
Mm-hmm.
But moving on to running backs, we do have some decent pickups that I think are going to be producers for you this week.
All righty.
First up, Michael Bush for the Oakland Raiders, I think is going to have a decent game with Darren McFadden banged up. Sarah, do you have some stats for us on Michael Bush for the season?
Yeah, and week five was his best week with 26 rushes for 104 yards, one touchdown, three receptions, 31 yards for a total of 19 points.
Mm-hmm.
And for the season, it was 133 rushes for 518 yards, seven touchdowns, 14 receptions, and 160 yards for 102 points.
So Michael Bush has had a good season.
He's
so
not
far.
Hurting as far as the
That's
touchdowns
pretty good.
Go.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know?
And I think with your starting back there, McFadden being a little banged up, I think Bush is going to get at least a majority of the carries. Probably not all of them, but a majority.
I would say flex. Flex consideration, I think he'd be a good flex player this week.
Definitely. If you're hurting at that position, I think you can definitely do worse than Michael Bush. Another running back we're going to consider picking up this week is Ryan Matthews.
Let's rephrase that. You're going to consider
I'm going to consider picking
him.
Sarah, do you have some stats for us for Ryan Matthews?
Yeah, his best week was last week with 12 rushes for 55 yards, one touchdown, three receptions for 28 yards, and that was 13 fantasy points. For the whole season, it was 131 rushes for 555 yards, four touchdowns, 19 receptions for a total of 126 yards and 76 fantasy points.
Whatever.
I know you don't believe in him, but this is a guy who has been plagued by injury most of the season. Even when he's been playing, when he's had his time to play, he's averaging over 4 yards a carry, and now he is the only back. You know, they've got Tolbert out injured. He's healthy. I think he's going to see all the carries, and I think he's going to be a good producer this
week. Yes, he's going to see all the carries, but that doesn't matter when you suck.
He doesn't suck. He's averaged over 4 yards a carry.
Javon Best, I guarantee you, has more points than him. Are you going to start him in your championship this weekend? I don't think so.
No, he's injured.
He sucks. Okay, Ryan Matthews sucks. His best game sheet just at 13 points.
Yeah, he's been injured.
Peyton Hillis has got that in one quarter at one point. No. Don't go. No.
I don't agree. He's my number one pickup of the week. I know you don't agree with it. I think you'll be eating your words next week.
You said that many times this season, and I've never eaten my words once. So, no.
He's doing better than Tolbert, and that's what I told you would happen.
Yeah, because he's injured, but he sucks. Okay. Whatever.
Our last running back pickup is going to be John Kuhn. He had last week 6 rushes for 22 yards and 2 touchdowns. Mm. Also added a couple receptions for 7 yards and another touchdown.
Right.
So, again, this is a guy who's finding the end zone.
Yeah, they seem to want to get it to him when it gets down towards the end zone. I don't know if they just trust him more because of the experience, or he's just a beast when he has the ball. I don't know, but they look for him. But, mm-hmm. I mean, it's the same thing. Like, it's not reliable, but he's the type of dude that could have 5 rushes for 8 yards and 3 touchdowns, and it wouldn't be weird, you know? Yeah. So,
I mean, if you look at it, he's got 20 this week, 29 total yards, 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, and that's just, they look for him. I think they trust him more than Jackson. I think they trust him more than Starks, IBS. Mm-hmm. So if you're, you know, looking for a running back around this area, you're obviously hurting a little bit.
It's a little more hit or miss with him, because if he doesn't get any touchdowns, he's not going to get a lot of points
there
for it. Yeah.
So you're taking a chance, but mm-hmm. you already know that. So I think you could do worse. You know, you could go with Ryan Matthews, but I'm going to let it go. So, yeah, I mean, he's definitely worth a look. I would say go back, look at what he's done through the season, and decide if that's a chance you want to take or not.
Yeah.
You
know? Moving on, we're going to move to our wide receiver pickups. And we're sort of out of good options at this point here, too. So what we've got are Jerome Simpson and Andre Roberts. Jerome Simpson plays for the Cincinnati Bengals. He's in because, you know, Ochocinco and T.O. are banged up.
Right.
He had 6 receptions, 124 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So mm-hmm. a really good game for him.
Right.
But, you know, again, as to whether he's going to repeat that type of performance, yeah, who knows, you know? Nobody. So a flyer, but he could do well for you. And then Andre Roberts, the wide receiver for the Arizona Cardinals, had 5 receptions, 110 yards, and a touchdown. So decent game out of him.
Yeah.
But again, as to whether he's going to repeat that type of a performance,
yeah, I don't know.
You're throwing darts. You know, it could happen, but most likely not. Again, if you're truly desperate,
right,
you can go with one of these two guys. Sarah, do you have a preference as to Jerome Simpson, Andre Roberts? Neither. What do you think?
If you're scraping the barrel, you're scraping the barrel. So if you have to get them, it doesn't really matter at this point.
You do what you have to do to get some points in your championship game. So
you play to win the game, Jason.
You do play to win the game. The Herm Edwards school right there. Moving on to our tight ends. I've really only got one. Again, it's sort of scraping the bottom of the barrel. Jared Cook for the Tennessee Titans. He had 5 receptions, 96 yards, and a touchdown. So had a decent game, but...
Yeah.
As for repeating it, I don't think he will.
Yeah.
But if you're desperate, there's a flyer for you.
There you go. There you go. That's all I got for you. All right. Now we're going to move to our last section here. Shout outs. I want to give a shout out to all of the listeners out there. Whether you've been listening all season or you just kind of tuned in the last couple weeks, obviously we didn't start at the beginning of the season. So this was something that we just kind of got going. So I want to thank the team for coming together and putting together the show that we have thus far this season. And I want to thank the people that keep on coming back and listening. And hopefully we'll be back next season to do this for you guys from start to finish and help you guys get a championship in your league.
There you go. Very good shout out. I agree with you on that one wholeheartedly. My shout out is going to go to an in-studio shout out to Sarah this week for joining us and filling in for the under the weather Honest Rob.
Why, thank you.
And you have a shout out?
I do. My shout out is to Dave Akers. He's not everybody's favorite, but he is mine. I love that kicker.
I've had to listen to Sarah go on and on about David Akers all year.
And I am absolutely justified. He had 140 fantasy points this year, and those were all mine.
Isn't that double what Ryan Matthews had this season, I think?
So.
Probably more than that.
And it wasn't just me that benefited from David Akers' awesome leg. It was 136 points that he scored for the Eagles in 2010, his fourth career season over 130.
Nice.
He is amazing. Yeah. And I would also like to give a shout out to Jay, Brad, and Honest Rob. You guys, your podcast helped me come away with that big championship win this year.
That's over me. What we strive for. Sorry, Jason.
Little bitter.
Sorry, Jason.
We want to take a second to tell our fans about, too. Either if you're in MMA, know someone that's in the MMA, we'd encourage you to tune in. Starting in January, we're going to be doing a new MMA show called the TKO podcast. Same type of format that this is, but we're going to be talking about MMA fighters till the next fantasy season comes around. But basically, we're going to let you know who we think are going to win fights coming up, kind of going over fights that have happened and what we see going on in the future for that. So that's looking like we're going to be doing that bi-weekly starting in January. So we encourage you guys, if you're into MMA, if you want to get into MMA, if you know anyone that's in the MMA, really appreciate your guys' help in getting that going with us. So that's going to do it for us here on the 3-Point Stance for the season. I'm your host, Brad.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Jason. Everybody remember to keep your fantasies on the field.